It's time to let the light in, let the light in. What's so weird?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin in Cherche, France. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our hosts, Kevin and Cher from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the midweek of Turn the Light On.
Hello, hello.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
So good to be here with each and every one of you. And Cher, how's things? You know, what's the latest?
Things are good. I'm trying to
I know we've been hitting and diving into all this stuff, but, you know, let's just talk for a minute.
I know. We had some really big miracles that took up the whole entire time, so we didn't have time just to chat for a minute, but I'm like transitioning into new things and God stirring stuff in me. So I'm just getting like, I think, set up for the new year is what it feels
right,
like.
Right.
But what's going on at church? What's the encounters? I know that I heard some things about some healings.
We've been seeing some healing happening, and emotional healing, physical healing.
Right. Is it separate prayers, or is it individuals, or is it at the church?
Individuals, and some of it's happening. Like, we've had some encounter nights, and people have been touched at encounter nights, but then we've had people just getting touched in their lives with health issues that are just, you know, evaporating and things like that.
Do you have a story?
Well, I mean, we just have people, you know, coming up and giving testimonies every Sunday. I don't even know how I'd break them all down into different ones, but, you know, we have somebody that's like blood pressures that are through the roof, man, dropping down.
Right.
We've had, you know, just emotional stuff where people have been enduring and shame and different things like that have just been reduced to, you know, the Lord's just breaking through and making
it sounds like they're
way,
like,
you know.
Are they instant things? Like they're just having these encounters and then
encounters,
God is like
sure.
setting them free right there and then they're coming back the next Sunday. So this is happening every week.
So, you know, deliverances, things like that.
That's awesome.
Had a lot of people, man, I had one guy that was sitting on the front row with my wife, and he just was visiting. And when we baptized this one lady in the encounter night, he said the power of God, literally, he could feel it coming from the baptismal in a wave, and it hit him right in the chest, you know, and he was just like, wow, you know, he's just, so there's really been a powerful anointing moving, and, you know, I feel like Lighthouse right now is, you know, we've been going at it now just over a year and a half with me as the pastor.
It seems so much longer.
I
Does
know.
Does it seem longer to you or
it's
shorter?
Close. It's a year and a half, almost 2 years, but it's not 2 years yet. But I feel like we're just shifting into second gear. I feel like we were we're winding out first gear, and I feel like a shift just happened. You know, we had some changes happen in our worship team, and we've restructured our worship.
There's a lot of that going on.
A little bit.
Everybody's realigning.
Repositioning,
Everybody's getting into the positions that they need to be
in. It's exciting, but for a senior pastor, it's like, you know, I mean, it's scary in some respects. It's like, oh, wow, everything's changing.
Great.
I just got all this built, you know, and now it's all changing. But, you know,
I think that's how we stay humble with the Lord and
like
trust
like we were saying
him, you know?
Yesterday, you know, we just got to have that faith.
That's
we
got
to trust in the
that's
Lord
right.
and keep moving on. But what's happening with some of your writing and stuff, you know? Tell us about your original book. I know I just had somebody this week say they have 10 pages left in your book, and it really ministered
it makes
to
my
them.
Heart so happy
share
every
a little
time
bit
I...
about that book, and then tell us what's coming, maybe.
You know what? I will say this backing up a little bit, because I think people should recognize this. I have always liked writing, but I didn't have good writing teachers, and it's amazing how in your life, the enemy, even when you're younger, can see some of the gifts that you might have. This is for anybody out there. And he will try to steer you away from those very things that are the callings on your life. So
right.
It's really interesting when I look back now.
It's
I'm
true.
Like, man, I loved writing in school. Loved it. Which not,
right.
most people do not want to go to writing class.
So wasn't my thing.
I never, you know, could have imagined God would I knew that he can take all things and make it for his greater glory,
sure.
Something that could be rough and tough, but I never would have thought a book would have come out of my experiences, and I know you have. You should write a book about yours,
yeah,
too.
Right.
But it's called God Isn't Finished With You Yet, and it's so good to still hear people are reading it.
Oh,
it
yeah.
came out a couple
well,
years ago.
Well, where would somebody go to get it?
You can get it on Amazon.
There you go.
So, you know, you guys.
God Isn't Finished With You
yet.
Cher Chaffranz.
Right. And
it's
now,
a great book. I've read it.
Well, thanks.
More than once.
Have you?
Yeah.
I look back at that book and it is so wild how much I know the Holy Spirit helped me write it because I know what I was going through. And, you know, imagine when you were going through what you were going through and you were in the hospital
sure.
trying to write a book. I mean, you can't even make
yeah,
sense or
right.
heads or tails of what day it is, much less trying to do that. So it's such a cool thing that God, it's a blessing and it was really cool. Now I'm working on another book and I can't share yet what the title is, but it's going to be very different than the other book. And I think it's going to
awesome.
Stir some things up a little bit, but it's
going
to stir it in a good way. I think it's going to bring a lot of understanding to the prophetic in that area and some really important things that people don't talk about that can steer you away from that as well. So it's actually going to
yeah.
be, I think, more for the analytical person.
Oh, there we go.
So I think this will be a good opportunity to maybe share some supernatural things about the prophetic that will help you understand more about a prophet.
Sure.
And then for the church perspective, what that looks like and where are they and where did they come from and all the things that make that role very complicated. So it's going to be cool.
So do you have
Thanks
any,
for asking.
Do you have books like in person right now? Or
I do. I have some.
You have a few?
Yeah, I still
so
have
I'm
some.
So I'm going to do this then. So you're going to have to get them to me.
Okay.
But
okay.
The next five people that send us a email at testimony@ourlighthouse.net.
Right. Say it again.
First five.
Our testimony.
Testimony.
Oh, it's testimony.
At ourlighthouse.net.
Okay. Right.
Okay. First five emails I get, we're going to contact you back with your email and we'll get your address and we'll mail you a book.
Fantastic.
Five
I would love
books.
To do that. Yep.
First That's five, great. You guys got to get on it though.
Right. Okay.
Right?
What's the address one more time?
It's testimony@ourlighthouse.net.
Does not roll off the tongue.
It doesn't, man. We may have to change that. It is. It's long, man.
It's
our lighthouse.net.
It's not a good radio one, but it makes sense now. You just got
to
say it.
All right. So come on, man. We'd love to get her book into your hands.
Thanks for asking about
that. It's really a great book. So
I'm excited about the next one coming.
I mean, there's so many good things happening, man. God's moving. God is just doing some incredible things here at Lighthouse over
he
with
is.
You
at sounds amazing.
Some of your groups. I know you've been ministering really powerfully to the women's ministry here at Lighthouse. I'm so grateful for
seeing,
that as well.
And we are seeing a lot of really cool things. There is a stirring happening in the midst of so many hard things that we're seeing
yeah.
in our circumstances, but it's reminding us that Jesus is above all those things, and he still is healing, and he still is wanting to have encounters, and I think I just want to believe they're even more special to him because he understands what we're in the middle of and
sure.
all the things we're dealing with, and we're still choosing to have that intimate time with him or have that worship time or have that encounter at church. And through that, he is really showing up, and it just makes me so excited. Can you imagine what this next
yeah.
revival of this, whatever you want to call it, revival or movement is going to be. It's going
yeah.
to be pretty incredible. But
it's already it's been sparked. It's coming. So
there's definitely little fires out there, but I don't think we can even grasp or comprehend what
no.
is coming. You know,
it's
so
but
exciting.
It's coming.
It is coming. This is going to be a great
year.
I think
yeah.
that there's going to be some things that will try to hang people up, but you just need to keep your eyes on Jesus because
yeah.
this is a year of great exposure of the wicked and abundance for the righteous. And I need you to remember that no matter the circumstances, because this is a really fantastic year for us. I think that's what God's been doing is positioning us.
Yeah.
We should talk about the miracle. We just got
yeah,
into a
come on, man. Yeah, we're
right?
just, wow, just going at it, aren't we? But hey, we're on miracle 30.
We are.
And that is the coin in the fish's mouth.
This is like a different
yeah,
one.
It is.
Like, you know,
it's still a miracle, though.
It is a miracle, and it's with an animal. And we, I mean, there's other ones that I can think of that are pretty cool, the donkey and some things right. like that. But this
in,
is
in the Bible, yep.
Yeah, this is a really cool one.
This one's actually in Matthew 17, 24 right. through 27.
Right.
I'm going to read today. How's
okay,
that?
Go ahead.
I'll give,
yep,
you, a,
sounds
give
good.
You a break. All right. So Matthew 17, 24 says this. After they arrived in Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and said, "Your teacher pays the double drachma tax, doesn't he?" And he said, "Yes." When Peter came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first. "What do you think, Simon? From whom do earthly kings collect tolls or taxes? From their sons or from foreigners?" And after he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the sons are free. But so that we don't offend them, go to the lake and throw out a hook. Take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you will find a 4-drachma coin. Take that and give it to them for me and you."
Can you sit there like, say, wait, do what?
So, hey, Jesus, we owe taxes. Go catch a fish.
Yeah, what do we do? What do you think?
Yeah.
I love Jesus is always talking in deep parables. But yeah, the simplicity of it was, well, just go over to that lake and take that first fish that comes up. So he knew it would be the first catch.
Sure.
The first fish.
Yeah.
And, you know, just so no one's offended and go ahead and take that up.
Look at the context of this. You know, there are actually fish in the Sea of Galilee who pick up the fertilized eggs off of the seafloor,
right,
you know?
Right,
and they keep them in their mouths until they hatch, so they scoop the bottom.
Right,
so
they're hanging
on
to them.
They're presuming that this particular fish probably scooped that coin up off of the bottom, you know? And, you know, some use this to prove that this was not a miracle. But
yeah,
the response to that is, how did Jesus know that that particular fish had the coin in its mouth and that Peter would catch the right one? And how did, you know, he know that its denomination or amount of the coin?
Right, you can completely squash
that. You've got words
that.
Of knowledge happening there.
Right.
You've got
he said it would be the
vision.
First fish. Go catch the first fish.
The first one.
You know, and we don't know. I didn't do any research. Do you know what a 4-drachma coin is? I wonder how much that is.
I mean, it paid his and Peter's taxes.
That's true.
For
so
the what? For the year or for the month? Or I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know
about
either.
How they collected taxes.
Right.
It could have been weekly like they do for us.
Yeah, all the time. But basically all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, let's go breaking down the content now. So in 17, the 24, right in the very beginning of this, it's about, you know, does he pay?
Right.
It seems that Jesus has not been at the Passover, perhaps, you know, up in Gentile territory. So therefore, he wasn't around to pay, you know, that tax. So when the temple tax collectors asked Jesus if he's paid, Peter's impulse response is, yes, he does. You know,
of course he does.
Yes, they like just, you know, they're going to defend, defend Jesus. And then the next question we have, if you want to go over it, but it's like, you know, who should pay? Now they're questioning, like, well, who should pay? Almost like Jesus.
Well, royalty goes free. But sons are exempt.
Let's stop a second. That sounds very familiar.
Anybody recognize that? Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like our government.
Sons are exempt?
Right, sons.
Anyway, they don't pay taxes, but this is a, you know, it's a political kingdom illustration.
Do as I say, not as I do. But go ahead.
So we're not talking about kings and taxes and politics here at church on the radio, right? This is a religious issue. Let's keep it where it needs to stay, Cher. Temple tax, okay?
Temple tax,
so this is church tax.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, if we really want to get specific,
who pays church tax?
But wait, who was government back then?
Right.
It was the church.
Right.
It was the Pharisees.
Well, it was the Pharisees,
the church,
yes.
But it was the church.
They were actually taxing the people.
They were taxing the people.
It's more like a tithe. Is it scythe or is tax?
It's a tax.
Well, you know, so maybe the Romans were taxing the religious people to be able to have their temples and stuff. Who knows?
Possibly.
Yeah.
State tax.
I'm guessing. Yeah, right. State tax. But anyway, we all know taxes are never going away, don't we?
right. Oh my gosh, it's so funny. We've totally regressed here,
but it's a religious
issue. Who goes free?
It's temple tax. Right?
Who goes free? the Son of God, after yeah. all the temple is God's house. So he's trying to say, you know,
he's
this
like,
money.
I'm not even required to pay tax. This is my house.
Right? No. You know, Jesus didn't have to pay the tax. What is the claim?
Right.
His, you know, it's him. Just exactly what you said. It's him. You
yeah.
know?
He's like, well, you right. want me to pay tax? But right. he did. He says, nevertheless.
He does pay. So Jesus pays the tax just to avoid offending anybody.
Right. But he could have argued it, though.
He could have, and he's already made his point. But this is yet another instance where we see the old system is finished, and Jesus is just, you know, ripping
totally
it apart.
Totally disengaging from them all. Totally he's just, like, we're going to blow this whole thing out of
yeah,
the water,
he's breaking
right?
it down.
You know, so, you know, there's more understanding, you know, that we can have here, though. Let's look at this. Okay. Son of the temple owner, he could have been exempt from all the temple tax, right?
Right.
And as such, so are the rest of God's family. And
that's right.
You become part of that family by faith when you believe in Jesus, okay? Old Testament saints believed in God and had to pay the tax. Now he's telling them that they don't need to pay the temple tax anymore.
Right.
That's not
right.
going to go over well.
Right.
You know, the temple is going down. He has yeah. taken the keys of the kingdom from the Jews and given them to the disciples and the Gentiles.
So Jesus
Ouch.
Is going around,
you know,
totally breaking down their laws, their religious shenanigans, and
now
their
taxes too.
He's going after the money.
Yeah.
He's setting the money straight. We looked up what is it called again? A
drachma.
Drachma?
Drachma.
It says that it's evaluated at about 65 cents.
Okay.
Crazy? So 65 cents.
Nowadays,
maybe,
but
right.
what was 65 cents worth in that day?
Well, it says by the time of Jesus' earthly
day's wage
ministry, yeah, it was about 3.4 grams. So, yes. It was like,
okay.
So there's they were getting taxed daily.
Wow.
So it was accumulating.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Well, this would have been like you going to work all day and working to pay your taxes. Right. It's probably for the week, the month, maybe. I don't know.
Right.
It was a I don't know. There's so many taxes. It's just like nowadays, man. There's so many things that we get taxed on. But,
right.
you know, let's look at some things, you know, to consider in all of this. You know, what does Peter's presumption do?
Well, it shows that Peter doesn't believe that what Jesus is here to do could have any effect on the present system. I think
right.
he's realizing
like,
that it's presumption.
Ever get out of this, right?
Yeah, that spiritual development and understanding is coming. It keeps me from appropriating the progression, the revelation of God. He's thinking that it didn't have anything to do
yeah.
with that, if that makes sense.
Well,
but,
I think that, you know, he's like, let's just pay the taxes, you know, out of, you know, let's not get anybody criticizing or, you know, we don't want them to think we're too prideful. You know, I can imagine that Jesus
right.
had to walk through a lot of that stuff.
Well, Jesus was never too concerned in other things about stirring the pot, and he still does it here by saying what he said.
Right.
But yet he still
but
pays
he still
it.
Pays it,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
So he's trying to avoid offending others who are also having to pay the taxes. They're like, "Ooh," you can
right.
hear him, right?
Right.
Well, Jesus doesn't think he has to pay taxes. No,
hello?
I got to pay him, so he needs to pay him too.
No, he shouldn't have to. I mean,
right.
the people that
they
understood.
Don't know who he is.
Right.
Right.
But, you know, it is showing that he didn't want to offend other people. There are ways that you can do things where, see, Jesus still made his point, but he didn't offend. You know, we don't have to go after people in a way to offend them and hurt their feelings. You know, we can do things that can still be accomplished. Jesus showed this crazy good miracle with the coin in the fish's mouth and
yeah.
and the way that he did it. He was still sticking
it
to
yeah.
him, you know?
Well, I also like to look at this whole story from a perspective of provision. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So, you know, Jesus and Peter needed to pay taxes. And when God's providing for us, Cher, you know, when he's bringing provision into our life, you know, sometimes God will show us where our harvest is, where it's hidden. You know,
right.
I believe that a lot of times, you know, our provision is hidden from us, for us, because if that coin would have just been on the beach,
right,
what would have happened?
They would have
taken it,
right?
So God is actually... Guys, listen to this. This is really good.
Yeah, this is good.
You have provision from the Lord that he has for you in your life that he is trying to get into your life, but he's hidden it from you for you. So the goal is to, out of obedience, you need to be like Peter and go, God, I have a need. Right. You got to pay these taxes, and then God's going to tell you something weird. He's going to say, go catch a fish, you know, or he's going to go start a business, right. Go do this, or go do that.
Go and to you're this gonna, property and pray.
It's going to be challenging. Right. You're going to be like, wait a minute, we're paying taxes, and you want me to go catch a fish? And he said, in that fish's mouth, you're going to find a coin. See, that's where the words of knowledge are now coming in, Sherry. Mm-hmm. You know about words of knowledge, and God is actually now revealing, you know, his provision for this situation and where it's hidden, and he's telling us where to go and get it. So, you know, you may be like, man, I don't know how I'm going to get my bills paid.
Right.
I don't know where I'm going to come up with the money for that insurance or this or that.
Right. It's that need, and then taking that need where?
Back to the Lord.
And then being obedient, which is if we go back to the transfiguration, that's where God told them, listen to him.
Right.
So then we have to listen to him. And it may not be a fish, but it may be, I want you to go drive over to that property that you admire all the time and start declaring that I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
Right? And you're like, this is crazy. I feel really crazy. I remember a story about the man in Africa that kept telling everybody that he was going to have a car. And we know that not very many people in Africa that are living in the villages have a car.
Right.
He used to go out, Kevin, and act like he was washing it.
Yeah.
He acted like he was washing.
Just spraying the air?
Yeah. There was nothing there. And he's like polishing it. He was declaring, I am going to have a Jeep.
Right.
Do you know that someone heard a story and the Lord laid on their heart to give that man a Jeep? So who's laughing now?
Right.
You got to do things that may feel uncomfortable, but be obedient to the Lord. It may just be, you know, like the woman, remember the convenience store story, and it was like the lady stood on her head, and it was what that person needed to hear to get saved. Like there's things that the Lord asks us to do in faith that are a cause that react to the other things that are needed to be done. It all goes together.
I love that, you know, because Peter's probably like, yeah, whatever. All right, fine. I'll go. Every other time, you've told me to do something, it always turned out miraculous. So, all right, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
See, obviously did. He went and he caught the fish, and then he went and he got his taxes paid too.
Right.
You see, so it's not just Jesus getting his needs met in that situation. When we are obedient to God, God comes in and meets our needs in the process of meeting the needs of himself as well, you know? So I love that.
Wasn't it Elijah or was it Isaiah that told the king to go bathe in the nasty monkey river, remember?
Right.
And that he would be healed. Mm-hmm. He had that disease, you know?
Right.
And that was an action that needed to be taken in faith, even though the circumstances didn't look like, and you know, and he pitched a fit. I think at first he said no.
And his servant's like, just go do what
he
said.
What are you doing? Go do what he told you to do.
Yeah,
and when he was healed. But he's like, that makes no sense. I got to go bathe in the dirty water.
Whatever
he was pitching a fit. It was like beneath him.
Right.
And the Lord's like, you know, he humbled him a little bit. But then he also, out of his grace and his mercy, still healed the man. He did
what
he said. And he actually, you know, what Elijah declared happened.
So. Right. Well, let's take a quick break and let's talk about this a little bit more when we come back.
Sounds good. Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence, 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet.
Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Turn the Light On. It's Kevin and Cher here, and we've been talking about the coin in the fish's mouth. This has been like an interesting story.
It's different, and it's like an animal story, and Jesus sends them off to on this treasure
trip.
Literally
story.
a treasure hunt, you know?
It's a miracle in a different way because you've got words of knowledge, you've mm-hmm. got the exact amount mm-hmm. of the coin. You know, some people are like, oh, it was just the fish. Well, how'd you know? You know, you said earlier it was the first fish, and it had this much in its mouth. Jesus knew it all.
Right.
So it's a miracle, okay? I think we can settle that.
Yes,
but,
it's definitely a miracle.
The key, though, is that I think there's people out there today, Cher, and I would like to kind of close up the program in prayer for each and every one of you out there that you have needs, provisional needs, just like Peter brought the need to Jesus. And we want you to know that God has made provision for you. It's hidden from you, for you, so that the world can't take it. But God is ready to reveal to us where it's at. So
this
I think we should just pray,
so in line
man.
With this year and what I believe God's going to do with the transfer of wealth from the wicked to the righteous this year, regardless of what things look like in the beginning of this year. But I really believe that. That's such a good thing. So, we know. I'll go ahead. You want to go first? So,
yeah, go ahead.
I want to declare. I just declare over you right now that you have the provision that you need, that
that's
you operate in a place of overflow, that your cup runs over, that
that's
you are lacking in nothing. I declare that there's a stirring in you of these stories and these miracles, that all things are possible, even in your life and even
that's
in
right.
the provision that you may need.
Thank you, Lord.
And I declare that there's a stirring in you to start speaking this, calling forth, taking action into what Jesus has already told you that you have to do. Take action. Take heed to my word. Trust me. And we just declare that you're going to trust him and you're going to start speaking this over your life and come out of agreement with anything that was against you having provision. You are not a poverty mindset.
That's
God
right.
wants to provide blessings on blessings on blessings of provision, and we declare that that's being released over you and over your family.
Thank you, Lord.
That you would be a good ambassador of all of it, that it would be everything that you need and more to not only provide for you and your family, but for others. You're going to give it, and God's going to keep giving it back to you.
Thank you, Lord. We just receive it now exceedingly abundantly above
Amen.
All we could even ask or think, Lord. We know that you're doing it in our lives.
Yes.
We pray it over every listener, over every person on the airwaves, Lord, that you have supplied all of their needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
And in Jesus' name, Satan, get your hands off of it.
That's right.
You're out of here.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed the program today. We'll see you tomorrow at Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.